Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
At the beginning of March, a broad-based panel of judges selected 12 Kenai Peninsula Borough High School students to compete for over $30,000 in cash awards in the oral presentation phase of the Caring for the Kenai program. This year's ideas include a wide range of solutions for environmental and natural disaster issues. More than 300 students participated in answering the CFK prompt, "What can I do, invent, or create to better care for the environment on the Kenai Peninsula or better prepare for a natural disaster?" The top 12 were chosen on March 6th by a broad-based panel of community professionals. They searched for the 12 best entries that demonstrated the most originality and practicality in benefiting the communities of the peninsula. Among the 12 were students from schools across the borough, including Kenai Central High, Homer High, Seward High, and Soldotna High School. Thanks to CFK's signature sponsor, Marathon Petroleum, and CFK community partners, these schools will receive a share of $20,000 in cash awards. The top 12 will each present their ideas to the community at the CFK oral presentations to be held Thursday, April 17th at the KCHS Little Theater starting at 6 p.m. and streamed live over the CFK website. The entire community is encouraged to attend. There's a major step forward for the Alaska LNG project. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell with more.
A major step forward in Alaska's decades-long goal to commercialize North Slope natural gas is now underway. Glenfarne Alaska LNG is taking majority ownership and leadership of the $44 billion Alaska LNG project following a March 27th agreement with the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation. The project will export up to 20 million metric tons of LNG each year and includes an 807-mile pipeline, a liquefaction terminal in Nikiski, and a carbon capture facility. With declining gas from Cook Inlet, the pipeline phase will move forward immediately to bring natural gas to Alaska communities. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy called it a historic day for Alaska.
President of the United States is behind this pipeline. His secretaries are behind the pipeline. The need for gas is there. The need for gas in an AI supercomputing world that's trying to electrify itself and in some cases across Asia decarbonize itself. This makes our gas really attractive.
The state will retain a 25% share and ADGC remains a key partner. The project is expected to create 10,000 construction jobs and provide over 3 billion cubic feet of gas daily. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
A 28-year-old man from Soldotna was arrested on Wednesday and charged with possession and distribution of child sexual abuse material. In September of 2024, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children flagged the activity of a Kik user who uploaded videos containing CSAM. The Alaska Bureau of Investigation Task Force Dawnbreaker then initiated an investigation. The user was identified as 28-year-old Dakota J. Connor of Soldotna. Police say he uploaded 45 videos containing CSAM to the messaging app. Connor identified to the investigators that he knew the material was illegal. Despite deleting the app, Connor admitted to trading CSAM with others to receive more and possessing videos on his phone. He claimed that he used Kik in the past but then deleted it because of the reoccurring CSAM he saw on the app. Police seized his electronics, including a laptop, two phones, and an Xbox. On March 26th, Connor was contacted and arrested without incident for 5 counts of possession of child sexual abuse material and 5 counts of distribution of child sexual abuse material. Connor was remanded to Wildwood Pretrial Facility and is being held without bail. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.